Okay. My name's David Baldaro. I'm a local resident, live down the road in Ambleside. I work full time, but I'm a bit of a geek. But living in Ambleside was a strange, bizarre experience because I moved in for about 7 years ago. I remember the first thing when I was looking at houses in the area, it wasn't local schools, it wasn't the local facilities, it was have I got broadband? And that was a big issue for me because we immediately ruled out several villages and several localities because there was nothing there. And I work a lot from home. So it's in some ways more important for me to have broadband and central heating because that's what I do. I work for an IT firm, I work from home a lot. And I remember moving into Ambleside and immediately campaigning to get the Ambleside Exchange upgraded, which we did in a pretty short period of time. And I'm probably luckier than some because I do get a good speed from the Ambleside Exchange. Like on a good day, I can get 5 or 6 meg, which is great, but I need that. I'm probably also one of the minority that like Conker's not having quite good broadband because I like coming here and hiding. Right, at the weekend with the kids, I know that I can come here and have no telephone reception. And I can hide from the BlackBerry, from the incoming emails and the phone calls. It's great. But also, in my spare time, I like trying to do this. I like trying to keep my hand in. I was an IT consultant for a while. I was a web designer for a while. So this is what I do. So I looked at the Ambleside online experience. And what the Ambleside people could expect, what they could get hands on online, and it was dire. You know, the school website was diabolical, the village website was not much better. So I set to work and thought, well, what can I do? And Ambleside's a pretty diverse village, and it's grown up for a long period of time. There's a huge amount of different communities in there. And I think this is, even if we do improve the local connectivity and we do increase the fibre, how the hyper-local communities talk to each other is almost as big as issue, because even in Ambleside, you've got the long-timers that have been there, generations of families have been in the village, you've got the people that have moved in very recently, with groups and pockets of professionals, you've got those subcommittees everywhere. Even in Ambleside, I think I can count 5 different subcommittees that look after different things, and none of them talk. So forget, different organisations around the local economy talking, even in a village, it's just as hard to try and get people talking, try and get people working together. So this is what I tried to do. And I did it pretty much, I've still done it, pretty much free of charge, and at my own time, on my own ability, effectively. But it's starting to really get some traction now. I work very much on the premise that not everything has to be free. Not everything has to be expensive, sorry. Because I think it's perception. In order to get online, in order to have a website, it's going to cost money, you need this, you need that, and it's going to be a big expense to do. Codswallop. It doesn't have to cost a penny. When I set this up, I think the only thing I spent was about £8 registering the domain name. And that was it. The rest was just graft and time and money and preparation. I set myself up as a hosting provider, it's for hosting websites for free. So that I can do anyway. So I use that, my own resource, through Community Host, which I run, I gave part-time, to set the presence up online, again, free. I use software and technology and design that was all free on the internet. This didn't cost me a penny to do, which I think is, again, important. It means it helps bring people up and what they can do. So all of it was free. All of it was easy to do. All it took was time and effort to put together. But what I then try and do is, certainly the overseer, is try and bring these people together. And it's an ongoing battle, and it's a battle I don't think I'm going to win for another 12 to 24 months. Try and extract out of people local news, local articles. We put up there, classified adverts. So they're buying and selling of various goods. They can do that for free. And that's starting to pick up now. Again, all hyper-local, all within the village. Business services, local events, local services. Again, all advertising on the website for free. I've set up an affiliate shop, which, again, is all free to do, but it raises money for the village. Anybody that goes into the shop and buys anything, it's probably about 250 high street retailers on sale. Any commerce that's taken through the shop equates to hard cash that goes back into the village. Okay, so again, it's just trying to bring something back in. We promote what's going on, like local shows, local meetings, everything gets funneled onto the website. I've started hooking up with a few local residents to do local, almost like guest blogs, because there's a huge amount of local history in the village, as all the villages. And whilst I don't appreciate that coming into the village fresh, trying to get some of these people on, we start to do it now, the historic photographs and articles, the villagers are loving it, because they're seeing the photographs from 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, where there's the streets in, and there's the coal mines, and all the, and it's pulling people in, because that's what people like to see. So really, it's about going in and trying to grab this information. And that's the hardest thing for me to do, to try and get these subcommittees and subgroups working together to give me information. The way that I try and make it as easy as possible, because I appreciate not everybody's a bit of a geek like me, not everybody has a computer, not everybody has fast internet access, and not everybody likes this technology world that we live in, unfortunately. I make it as easy as possible, so through the website, people can email in articles, can email in news. Example, the Neighbourhood Watch. We've hooked up with the local Neighbourhood Watch representative, so as soon as something happens, it gets emailed into the website, and effectively it's live. But even that was a bit of a pain, because I don't want to put on the website that someone's been burned, because it makes it public. Hold on, it's important that people know, just by putting it on doesn't mean you're going to devalue the houses in the area, which was the concern. So each stage of putting information on the website has to overcome their own personal issues about it. But we've done that, so Neighbourhood Watch stuff, for example, is going to meet on the website through an email being sent into the website. We're hooking up with the local groups, the brainies, the guard committees, all the bits and pieces, and trying to extract. And it's almost like pulling teeth at time, trying to extract information out of them and get it onto the website. Also trying to complement the traditional forms of media, because there's a huge amount of leaflet drops, pamphlet drops, newsletter drops that all happen in Oversill and the surrounding areas. So again, what I'm trying to do is get them to replicate it online. So when they put a newsletter out, so for example, there's a free-for-all newsletter that goes around the local Seals, Nether Seals, Lovington, Oversill, etc. That goes out, I think, every 2 or 3 months. So we're trying to get them to put on the website as well. It's immediately available digitally and electronically, so people can access that information and potentially cut down on some of the costs that's being spent, vast costs, I think, in producing these, photocopying these, and time and money people are traipsing the papers to deliver them to the doors. Parish council information as well, and not only making that available, but allowing people to collaborate and talk about it. Because I found that you take the parish council. They have their meetings, they have the newsletters come to the minute meetings come out, but no one really looks at them. And within there's a huge amount of information that people should be discussing. So the idea is that we're trying to put the information back on the website and open it up not for consultation, but for people to talk about it. This is what's happening in your area. If you've got an issue with it, then stick your hand up. Yes, you can go to the meeting, but no one really knows about the meetings and doesn't really know what comes out of the meetings. So it's about joining the people together. And we're trying to extend it even more. So I've started the Facebook presence as well. And anything that goes onto the website immediately goes up onto the Facebook website as well. I've thought about Twitter, but then looking at the overseeing population, I think I am the only person that oversees the tweets, as far as I can tell. So that would be a complete waste of time. But Facebook is a different matter, because I think 82% of the population of Facebook are female. I saw a statistic once. And they're mothers. And I know, looking at the Facebook population of Oversill, there's a huge amount of parental involvement in Facebook from people in Oversill. So that's an important avenue for us. So that's why we're putting it directly onto the website. And that's generating some traffic as well. If people didn't know about the Oversill website, because they weren't looking for it, but yet on Facebook it now pops up. So yeah, just putting it together. Doing it that way. What else are we doing? Trying to pull various bits and pieces together. So rather than just doing local news, I'm trying to get other external forces involved. So I'm working with the South Derbyshire District Council. Overseal is one of the few villages that's on an O2 reduction drive. So we're promoting that as well, because I spoke to the guys and the people involved at the South Derbyshire District Council, and they've all sent a few letters out. So what's the uptake been? Well, not very many, surprisingly. So what we're now doing is we're publicising that through the website, getting people actually aware that, did you know, you can get free installation, you can get work done to your property for free, and it's all available here. So we're putting that together as well. I'm starting to tie together with local health professionals. It's like monthly updates on the pandemic we seem to have had in the villages recently, the winter flu and the Vomzi virus. Trying to get that information up there so people know what's going on. We did it with the swine flu. Potentially putting in community forums for now and discussion online as well, which is put together with the parish council. News so people can actually come on and discuss. There's this great pocket conversation happening. A little group of people are talking in the playground, and they'll bitch and moan, but they won't actually do anything. Nothing actually happened. So the idea being, if we pull that online and we allow some online discussion, then we can start to extract those views out and actually put some actions in place and do it. And that's also key with what I'm trying to do with the citizens' advice, because I really recently had no need for citizens' advice, but found it very inaccessible. So we're starting to tie together with citizens' advice. So why don't you make what you do available on the website? So every month I'm going to come to you with a general query, and you're going to write something, I'm going to put it on the website and give it back to the high-level community, or I'm going to take questions and allow you that interaction through the website. So I'm starting to tie together with citizens' advice, and also put together a few sponsorship deals to help promote what we're doing in the area. Because again, even in the village that we have, I still know there's a huge amount of people that don't know about the website. And the vast majority of people that do come to the website are coming because they're searching for it in Google or they find it on Facebook. But I also know that everybody that does come to the website spends an average 5 minutes on the website and looks at 5-6 different pages. So I know that once they get there, there's something there for them. But finding it in the first place still is a difficult element. So sponsorship deals we're looking to try and do as well. I think that's pretty much what we're doing. A bunch of links there. That's the Overseal website. That's what we're doing with free hosting. And what we've also done through the Overseal website, because it's part sponsored now by the parish council, what we're able to do through community hosts is actually provide back to the parish residents their own free website. So any resident that wants a website can come and we can put that together and help get them online. Okay, so it's trying to get something back to the parish residents. Links there to WordPress, which I think is fantastically free, fantastically priceless, because it saved my backside and a whole raft of different projects that I've done. I love it, and there's me as well.